With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has tapped one of his own advisors to serve in a temporary role on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Economist Steve Moore believes the president made the right decision by firing the head of Bureau of Labor Statistics. Also, Moore points to the frequent BLS downward revisions under former President Biden.
The original numbers versus the revisions, they overstated the job creation under Joe Biden by well over 1 million jobs, and it might be closer to 2 million. Come on, that's a huge miss.
Economist Steve Moore was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky dismissed the planned summit between U.S. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, warning any peace deal excluding Kiev would lead to what he calls dead solutions. The Trump administration's nickname for a new detention center in Indiana has sparked a backlash. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a facility in the state of Indiana will house immigrants facing deportation. Officials are calling it the Speedway Slammer. The agency posted an image of an IndyCar-style race car emblazoned with the word ICE. Speedway, which hosts the Indianapolis 500, issued a statement saying the town was not involved. An IndyCar asked that its intellectual property not be used. But DHS officials said they won't stop promoting the nickname. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Armenia and Azerbaijan have signed a peace agreement at the White House aiming to end decades of conflict. President Trump facilitated that meeting with both leaders, crediting him for the breakthrough. The deal will reopen a key transportation route and create a major transit corridor. It will be named the Trump Route for International Peace and Prosperity. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors say they're having problems these days. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, 65% of evangelical Protestant clergymen say they feel that they must be on call 24 hours a day for members of their congregations. 63% of mainline Protestant leaders agree, and amongst black Protestant pastors, 76% say this is so. The Lifeway study also reveals that between 20 and 25% of clergymen say their congregations have unrealistic expectations of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several elite U.S. colleges have made deals with President Trump's administration offering concessions in order to keep their federal funding. Ivy League schools Columbia, Brown, and the University of Pennsylvania have reached an agreement to resolve federal investigations into campus anti-Semitism, DEI programs, and the promotion of the LGBT agenda. The Republican administration is pressing for even more such concessions. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll finds a record high party gap in approval ratings for Congress and the Supreme Court, with the latter suffering its lowest overall approval rating since the survey began. Here's reporter Bernie Bennett with more details and a closer look at the numbers.
A 61% majority of Republicans have a positive view of Congress, where the GOP narrowly controls the House and the Senate, and 75% of Republicans approve of the 6-3 conservative majority Supreme Court. But among Democrats, 6% approve of Congress and 11% approve of the Supreme Court. The result is recording partisan gulfs of 55 percentage points for Congress and 64 percentage points for the Supreme Court. The partisan gulf has widened in recent decades as Congress has become more politically polarized. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump removed former U.S. Representative Billy Long as IRS commissioner less than 2 months after his confirmation. It was not immediately clear why Long was dismissed. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.